We've got mail. Like personal revelation. Every month I love getting the new era. I read it that night, and then the rest of the month I can't wait to get the next month's issue. It's like I'm addicted to it, in a good way. I love how when I am having a major problem, the new era cover story gives me the answer. It's like my own revelation. Thanks for producing such a wonderful magazine that helps me live a clean life. It helps me remember who I am and what I am doing here. It helps me get through the day because I remember what I read and try to put it into my daily life. Ashley M., Utah. Games. Last year, when I read the section Gaming Guru, August 2005, it inspired me to stop playing four video games. I realized that the games were not worthy for me to play. Every so often I would say to myself, would Jesus play this? I'm so thankful that I had those promptings and that article to help me. I absolutely love this magazine. I even threw away a couple of songs after reading Pop Quiz in the June 2006 New Era. Zachary K., California. Anorexia Secret. I really noticed an increase in the spirit as I have read this magazine. It is truly full of inspired writings and writers. The experiences shared here have led my life in different directions. Lately, the stories have really related to me. I want to thank you for the article, My Battle with Anorexia, April 2006. I had kept my eating disorder secret for a long time, and this article helped me realize that what I was doing did not coincide with the gospel and hurt me spiritually, though I never would have admitted it. This article helped me realize the pain my disorder caused those around me and helped provide strength and courage to admit that what I was doing was wrong. Thank you to the author and to the New Era staff for printing this article. It provided a lot of hope and knowledge. Edward K., Utah. It happened in May. I was disappointed in the It Happened in May section of the May 2006 issue. A very, very significant and important date in the history of the Restoration was left out. During the translation of the Golden Plates, Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery inquired of the Lord respecting baptism for the remission of sins. In answer to that prayer, John the Baptist came and conferred the Aaronic priesthood on them. That was May 15, 1829. Please remind your readers of this very important day. Douglas B., Texas. Editor's Note. To accommodate needs of international readers who received the conference issue of the Liahona magazine in May, material about the restoration of the Aaronic priesthood was published in April this year. In the future, material about the Aaronic priesthood will be included in both the April and May issues of the New Era. We love hearing from you. Write us at the following address. Please include the names of your ward and stake, or branch and district. New Era. We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA. Or email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section. We've Got Mail.